Hey, this is Chris again, and still on the cruise, MacMania 14. And instead of me telling you all those things about where we are and what we've done, let me preface this with, yes, I've done the fourth session on photography today. It's a bit windy out here. We're on the top of the ship, and I have someone with me, Peter Whitehead.
Hello, my name is Peter Whitehead. I'm the cruise manager on board Armicello for this MacMania 14.
Yeah, and you've been doing such a great job in keeping us updated, herding us, making sure that everyone is back on board, and none of the sheep get missing. You're kind of the shepherd here.
Exactly. And Peter's the name.
Is that your role here?
Yes, more or less. Information really as we make our way along the river. Where we're going, what we're doing, sites that we might see, that sort of thing. Right. Things can change on a day-to-day basis.
So we've started in Amsterdam 3 days ago now?
Yeah, that's correct. We made our way...
Let me move over here a bit out of the wind.
Sure. We made our way today. We're arriving in Rüdesheim. We stay here through until sort of midway through dinner tonight, and then we'll sail through the night to Mannheim tomorrow. Mannheim tomorrow is pretty exciting for people. They're going off to the Max Planck Institute, which is located in Heidelberg. Others to go and do Heidelberg and see some sites.
Awesome. So what are we going to see today?
Today in Rüdesheim, it's a really interesting, it's a fairly quirky little museum.
It's going to be a bit touristy, admitted. Yes.
There was some mention
of toy trains, you know.
Well, this is it. But the industry I work in, if something isn't touristry, it means that no tourists go there. It means there's nothing to see. If there's something to see, tourists go. Is it too? Yeah. I don't know.
I think the thing so far, and I'm pretty sure today is going to be just the best choices possible, and just seeing people's faces light up when I mean today dinner, traditional German food, some ordered a beer with it, these kind of things. This is awesome. People have a lot of fun on this cruise. Yeah,
it is. The whole cruise is meant to be fun. It's there's lots of serious things happening in the world, and this is a holiday, so right. That's what we try and keep it as light as we can. And for today, they've got free time as well too, so right. if people want to wander off, they can.
We crossed the most dangerous part of the Rhine today.
Yes, it was frightening, wasn't it?
It was very frightening. The Lorelei.
The Lorelei.
Which is a thin, fast, curvy part of the Rhine River, and lots of ships used to run into ground or into each other.
Yeah, it's basically the section which comes from St. Goar down to Rüdesheim was the most dangerous section of the Rhine in its time. The Lorelei is it's an S-bend, it's a blind corner, it's the deepest, it's the fastest flowing, narrowest section of the Rhine. And then after that, there's a series of rocks just below the water level called the Seven Virgins, Sieben Jungfrau. And then the final one is just before Rüdesheim in Bingen, where there's a hole which has pretty much been fixed now, but in previous times was almost like a whirlpool. So if ships that were powered by wind
circles in.
They got stuck and they would sink. Dreadful. So they used pilots in olden time.
And yesterday we crossed Koblenz, where last year there was this bit of a scare.
Yeah, last year Koblenz, it was during Christmas market time, so it must have been December or November. And it's they found the water level was very low on the Rhine last year. And they found a bomb that had been sitting there since 1944.
Wow.
1 ton worth of bomb.
And they evacuated half the city.
Yeah, 40,000 people closed the Christmas markets for the day. Ghost town.
It's actually almost a daily thing in Germany. They still find bombs on fields and things. So there's a lot of that left here. But again, this is a cruise. So on a lighter note, we are going to go to Basel. That's the last stop.
Yeah, exactly. The ship will dock in Basel on the morning of our last morning. And then the group is dividing, I suppose, in what they've chosen to do. Some will be off to see the CERN facility, which is down in Geneva.
The Large Hadron Collider.
Exactly right.
Awesome.
And then the others off to Paris, see some sights.
Wonderful.
Go by TGV.
Well, and I'll keep you guys updated. I hope that was interesting for you, even though it was not about photography today. But I'll come back with another update tomorrow. And thanks for hanging in there. Talk to you again. Come back, tipsfromatopro.com. And thanks, Peter.
You're welcome. No problem.